With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The House has authorized the impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Government Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says they want answers about the Bidens.
We have a simple question that I think an overwhelming majority of Americans have. What did the Bidens do to receive the tens of millions of dollars from our enemies around the world?
Also on SRNews.com, President Biden is speaking out about the impeachment effort against him.
After the Republican-led House authorized a formal impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden, the president issued a rare statement about the matter. He said instead of doing anything to help make Americans' lives better, Republicans are focused on attacking me with lies. The GOP investigation into Biden family business dealings has raised ethical questions, but so far no hard evidence of corruption. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wednesday was a record breaker on Wall Street.
Wall Street rallied after the Federal Reserve indicated that the cuts to interest rates investors crave so much may be coming next year. The Dow jumped 512 points. That's about 1.4%. The Dow reached a record high above 37,000 points. Other indexes that investors follow more closely also leaped. The S&P 500 rose 1.4% and is within reach of its own record high. The NASDAQ Composite gained 1.4%. Wall Street loves lower interest rates because they relax pressure on the economy and goose prices for all kinds of investments. The Fed indicated it may cut rates several times next year. Seth Sutel, New York.
A judge in former President Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case in Washington will be put on hold while the former president further pursues his claims that he is immune from prosecution. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 75 points. NASDAQ futures are ahead 64.5. This is SRN News. A new look at America's spiritual condition.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it indicates, as numerous other surveys have, that the country is becoming less and less religious. But that doesn't mean people don't believe in something. The Pew poll finds about half of Americans describe themselves as spiritual and religious. 22% say they are spiritual, but not religious. 10% are religious, but not spiritual. 21% are neither. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida's State Athletic Board has fined a high school and put it on probation after a boy was allowed to play on the girls' volleyball team. Monarch High has been fined $16,500 for violating a 2021 law signed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis that bars males from competing against females in public school sports. The male student played 33 games over the last two seasons. This is SRN News. There's a growing divide between the U.S. president and an Israeli prime minister over the Israel-Hamas war. The latest from the Media Alliance, Felice Friedson.
The gap between President Biden and Prime Minister Netanyahu was showing no signs of closing as the American president reportedly told Netanyahu that he should prepare to shut things down within a couple of weeks. That doesn't fit into the Israeli timetable, with Jerusalem vowing to fight until the Hamas terrorist organization is no more. Nor does it fit based on the ability to fight. Hamas forces remain able to fire rockets into Israel virtually at will, and Israel continues to take casualties at a steady pace. More than 100 Israeli soldiers have been killed. The latest was a dramatic ambush that left 9 soldiers dead in northern Gaza. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialion.org and srnnews.com.